Now, verse 10 of chapter 16, "And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man." You see, again, he's playing with, he's kidding her along. And notice, they try this out. And so what happened was, they bound him when he was asleep, and she gave the cry again, and he broke them off his arms just like they were thread, these new ropes. Now Delilah, she's really exasperated, frustrated with her boyfriend. And Delilah said unto Samson, "Hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound." And he said unto her, "If thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web." And now he's beginning to weaken. May I say to you, friends, this is the beginning of the end of the man. He begins now to weaken. "And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." He waked out of his sleep, went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. He picked the whole thing up. Well, he's weakening because he's mentioning now his hair, you see. "And she said unto him," verse 15 of chapter 16, "How canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, Thou hath not come a razor upon mine head. For I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I'll become weak and be like other men." Now, actually, the strength is not in the hair, friends. That's the badge of a Nazarite vow. And the strength was when the Spirit of God came upon him. Now, Delilah saw that he's really a fool, and he was a fool to tell her. Verse 18, "When Delilah saw that he told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. She began to afflict him, and his strength went from him." This man's weak now. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And here's the tragic verse in the life of Samson. "And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." Listen, "and he wist not," he knew not, "that the Lord was departed from him." Friends, the strength was not in the hair. The strength was in the Spirit of the Lord God that was upon him. Strength today, there's no spiritual strength in ceremonies and rituals today. Friends, the strength of a believer is always in the Spirit of God. Always. And this man now, called a judge, called to deliver his people, a carnal judge. And now Ichabod, the glory is departed, is written over his life. He didn't know that the Spirit of God had now left him. You see, he never raised an army. He never won a battle. He never rallied the people. And what happened to him? Well, his strength is now gone. Sex is what ruined this man. Now we are told, "And the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters of brass. He did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered together to offer a great sacrifice." And then you have the tragic end of this man. He delivers himself, but he doesn't deliver his people. Always himself. His hair began to grow. And this man certainly has now become a very repentant man. And they bring him into the temple to make sport of him. And the house was full of men and women.